WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's partly cloudy now, 62 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. The Cass County Memorial Hospital's Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting at 7:30 this morning. The agenda says the board will enter into a closed session per Iowa code, and when they emerge from that session, the board may take action on the matter before them. And while the agenda did not specify what the subject of the closed session may be, over the weekend it was learned that an attorney retained on behalf of Cass County Health System CEO Todd Hudspeth on Thursday had entered a written Alford plea for Hudspeth with regard to Hudspeth's felony forgery charge in Buena Vista County. An Alford plea is a guilty plea by a defendant who proclaims he is innocent of the crime and admits that the prosecution has enough evidence to prove that he's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. It's entered when the accused, together with his attorney, has made the calculated decision to plead guilty because the evidence against him is so strong that it will likely lead to conviction. Typically, it results in a guilty plea of a lesser crime. Hudspeth's jury trial was set to begin on July the 12th, but with his plea, a pre-sentence investigation will take place August 1st during what's called a plea taking. A bicyclist was injured early this morning in Council Bluffs when he was hit by a pickup truck. Council Bluffs police say 48-year-old Mark Holton of Council Bluffs was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The accident happened at around 12:21 a.m. at the intersection of South 3rd and 16th Avenues. Officials say 26-year-old Nicholas Erzman of Council Bluffs was driving a 1997 Dodge Dakota northbound on Harry Langdon or South 3rd Avenue as he turned west onto 14th Avenue. I make that 16th Avenue. He struck Holton, who was stopped facing east on 16th. Erzman was cited for improper turning movements. Authorities say a man has died in the crash of his motorcycle on Interstate 480 in Omaha as he was headed toward Iowa. Officers and medics were dispatched at around 6:10 p.m. Sunday after the crash was reported near the 8th Street underpass. Omaha police say the man lost control of his motorcycle after hitting a concrete barrier. The impact propelled him over the barrier and onto the ground below. He died at the scene. The man was identified as 29-year-old Mark Adams, who lived in La Vista, Nebraska. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are asking for your help in solving a residential burglary that took place Sunday morning. Authorities say at around 8:10 a.m., a residence north of Villisca was burglarized by a heavy-set white male who wore tan shorts and a gray T-shirt. The suspect also walks with a limp. He was driving an older, beat-up style black Lexus with license plates that had red-lettered plastic dealership style. The suspect's first name might be Joe. Now, the sheriff's office reported later Sunday evening that the black Lexus suspected of being used in the burglary was recovered at around 4:50 p.m. Sunday and impounded for evidence. The suspect remained at large as of last report. Anyone with information about the incident or suspect is asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 1-888-434-2712. Firefighters from Bridgewater, Fontenelle, Adair, and Greenfield reported to a structure fire at around 8:51 p.m. Saturday in Bridgewater. The two-story home at 319 North Main Street in Bridgewater was fully engulfed in flames by the time crews arrived. The structure was a total loss, but no injuries were reported. Firefighters say the home did not have any working electricity. Flames coming from the roof were still visible late Sunday morning, and a crew from the Bridgewater Fire Department remained on the scene well into the morning on Sunday. The cause of the blaze remained under investigation. One person died while another was injured during a collision between a car and motorcycle Saturday evening just east of Bedford in Taylor County. The State Patrol says a 2007 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 56-year-old George Peter of Clermont, Missouri, was traveling north on Lake Road behind a group of motorcycles that had stopped at the stop sign for the intersection of Lake Road and Highway 2 when Peter drove around the other motorcycles and failed to stop. His cycle was hit by a 2007 Chrysler PT Cruiser driven by 71-year-old Sandra Wakefield of Bedford as she was traveling west on Highway 2. The patrol says George Peter died at the scene. Wakefield, who was wearing her seatbelt, was injured and transported by Bedford Rescue to a hospital in Maryville, Missouri. The accident, which took place at around 5:25 p.m. Saturday, remained under investigation. At least two people were injured during a collision that took place about 2.5 miles south of Elkhorn Saturday evening. The crash was reported to have occurred on Highway 173 at the intersection of 400th Street at around 5:37 p.m. Elkhorn Rescue, as well as medevac ambulance crews from Atlantic and Harlan, were called to the scene. Dispatch reports at the time indicated four persons were involved in the accident, but only two were transported, according to the last report. Airbags were deployed on the vehicles. The injured were transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Additional information was not available this weekend. And a report of an erratic driver Saturday afternoon in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of three people. The Sheriff's Office K-9 unit was called to Tabor at around 3 p.m. Stopped a Dodge Stratus matching the description of the vehicle, described as driving erratically near the intersection of Vine Street and Center Street in Tabor. The driver of the vehicle, 21-year-old David McConaughey of Red Oak, was arrested for driving under suspension and other traffic offenses. A passenger of the vehicle, 23-year-old Timothy Jennings of Glenwood, was arrested for open container and possession of marijuana second offense. Deputies were contacted by the vehicle's owner, 23-year-old Randall Dexter, who was on foot in the area, and who was subsequently arrested for public intoxication, interference with official acts causing bodily injury, and possession of marijuana. All three men were being held in the Fremont County Jail. The Mills County Sheriff's Office and Tabor Rescue assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office in handling that call. In the funeral announcements, Leela Joanne Carlson, age 56, of Griswold, died Wednesday in Omaha. Memorial services for Leela Carlson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at St. John's Church south of Lyman. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Sherman Roten, age 51, of Carson, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life service for Sherman Roten will be today at 2 o'clock at the Carson Community Center. Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. Helen Dahme, age 97, of Adair, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial for Helen Dahme will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. John Bierbaum, age 57, of Griswold, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for John Bierbaum will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Neil Pesci, age 67, of Portsmouth, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Neil Pesci will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Donald Reinertsen, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Donald Reinertsen are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.